bring home a winter wonderland. Shop Lowe's limited-time doorbuster deals during Black Friday to save big on holiday staples. Show your cheer with select 2-quart poinsettias for $6 and shine and shimmer with 100-count holiday living incandescent string lights, now 4 for $10. Then get a fresh-cut Christmas tree, now 25% off. Your holiday list lives at Lowe's. We help, you save. Offers valid through 12-1. Poinsettias and fresh-cut trees in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals, or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Will he or won't he? The Lane Kiffin story. Welcome to Maggie and Perloff. It's the college football coaches, Pearl, that have our attention this morning, and welcome to the show. Get to the King of the Mountain in just a moment, but you know, Lane Kiffin is one domino that's very important right now in college football, because if he stays at Ole Miss, well, then he stays. Now LSU and Florida go on their way and do their coaching hires and searches, maybe in a typical fashion. Same Penn State, Auburn, Arkansas, list goes on and on. If Lane decides to move, well, then all of a sudden now it's a little bit more interesting, and it's not just Lane. Steve Sarkisian yesterday having to address the media and address more reports and rumors, rather, that he could be looking at the NFL as well. Now, listen, maybe this is a contract negotiation stuff and trying to use the NFL to get a little more money or what have you. But now we've had two things. Diana Rossini's report from a couple weeks ago that Sark's agents were sniffing around the NFL. And then Desmond Howard, of all people, kind of drops this thing in our laps of, hey, I'm hearing there could be a parting of the ways.
Yeah. I mean, I think the big question, if they lose bad to A&M, would they fire him? I would hope not. I mean, I understand. I just think they're a young team, and we overrated them coming into the season. I did. Everybody did. So I would hope they give Sark another chance. And again, would Sark leave for the NFL to avoid all the college football headaches? I just don't think Sark is a hot enough prospect right now. It's very rare, actually. Like, there are not that many guys who jump from college to pro. It doesn't. Most of the hires are offensive coordinators, right? I mean, that's probably, what do we have, seven openings? Probably five OCs will get hired. So I do not expect that to happen. Now, if Lane leaves Ole Miss, like, is Ole Miss that attractive that we're even putting it in that category with Florida? They were going to offer Lane, we heard yesterday, $13.5 million. That's a huge salary. So maybe that becomes a big-time job. I don't know. I'm very, very interested to see this, especially who's leaving for Florida. Then that job opens up. Who's taking Penn State? Then that job opens up. Is it going to be Matt Campbell? Is it going to be Ryan Silverfield? Like, what is happening here? Maggie, give me some clarity. The carousel is spinning too fast.
It's too much for everybody. I don't know. I mean, or maybe the G5 coaches are more in play, you know, once Lane Kiffin decides out. My big thing is, let's just say, so Steve Sarkisian, we can play the clip for you again. Manny, can I please hear cut 11 on Sark, just adamant about his future in Austin?
Before I get into our team, something that has been bothering me now over the past few weeks, and that is people reporting that, or insinuating that there's a possibility I could leave the University of Texas, and that is absolutely false and untrue. I'm not going anywhere.
Okay, more from Sark saying he's upset with these reports and he is there long term.
I came here to win championships. I've got two kids enrolled at the University of Texas, one in law school, one on our team. I've got a third that hopefully decides to enroll at the University of Texas next fall. And my wife and I just had our son here in Austin. This is our home.
Yeah, had no clue that Sark just had a baby.
There's a picture. It was between, I think, week one and two, and it's the cutest little kid.
Oh, sure. Okay, so a lot of reasons to stay in Austin. The problem with this, with Sark, is not anything that has to actually do with him. It's the profession. And we've all been lied to so much in the past. You know, this is going back decades, grandfather generation. Coaches lie. They lie about this. And if Sark really does want to go to the NFL, because that happens, college coaches do go to the NFL, Pearl. Sometimes it doesn't work out, but he can always come back to college. I think that now would be the time to go.
And I just think that I disagree because I think Texas is such a great job. I mean, I know about the pressure, but I mean, it's the place that everyone wants to live is Austin, Texas. The program, you got Arch Manning coming back. Who would leave? And Arch has played better and better as the season's gone along. Who would leave this team? It doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, are we sure Arch is coming back? I mean, this day and age in the NFL, I'm not trying to start rumors or anything, but this day and age in college football, he is free to go if he wants to.
Well, if Sark stays, I would think he waited around 2 years behind Quinn Ewers. I'd be shocked if Sark stays, he's going to leave now. I wouldn't see that happening.
Is it going that great? I mean, they're not making the college football playoff this year. They're ranked 17th in the country. At one point, they were not ranked at all. So I don't know.
I mean, they've beaten two top 10 teams.
I'd go play for Lincoln Riley. I just think there's other options out there. But here's a question. Yeah. Let's just say for funsies, let's say that this Texas job opens up. I mean, we think that LSU and Florida are attractive. The Longhorns job opens up, and I think it's going to be like people racing to get their name in for that.
Yeah, but I think if it opened up, when does it open up? Are the big names, is Lane is going to be probably gone? I don't know. Is it going to be too late to attract a big name? Are we talking like an Urban Meyer, Nick Saban kind of big name? Or are we talking about like which college coach would jump?
I'm thinking Cliff Kingsbury would probably jump at it. I'm thinking it's guys like that. Maybe
yeah,
not Nick
sense.
Saban, but you know, I don't think Nick Saban's coming back for anything and anybody. I'm steadfast on that.
Yeah, I mean, if he wouldn't come back for Texas, then you're right. And obviously, and LSU, because it's all the money in the world. He seems to enjoy TV. I don't know. I just think Sark could be the perfect guy for this team because he's going to know these players really well. I don't think, you know, you say you have to recruit your own team. Is it that hard to convince someone to stay at Texas?
I don't know, Pearl. They're coming off of a year where they massively underachieved. Let's go to Jay. He's our pal in Nashville. What's up, Jay?
Oh, my God, Maggie, you just started the rumor mill right now. Sark's going to be going to the Jets or whatever, man.
It's like, not me. It's Desmond Howard.
It's like Satan in the power of suggestion, the hoodoo in everybody's head. But, I mean, and plus, I'm tired of waking up every morning. Well, Lane Kiffin was seen at a Louisiana Walmart buying Hot Pockets. And it's like, I'm tired of that. And the thing about it, it used to be coaches went to the NFL because they didn't have to go on the road and recruit and all that stuff. They had this NIL era. They have a GM now. You know what I mean? So it kind of nullifies all of that. You know, it kind of makes it easier. And Perloff is right. He'd be a fool to leave Texas. And Kiffin would be a fool to leave Ole Miss. And it's like the big machine wants to pump the traditional big power schools like LSU in Florida because it's popularity and makes more money, whatever. But this is not that era anymore. This is the NIL era now. And, like, I'm glad the coach at, from Indiana State put where he's at. And I'm hoping Kiffin is like, no, I'm staying right here. I'm good right here.
Okay, Jay, so, 1 second. You're making really good points, but can I just ask you this? Why is Lane Kiffin, knowing that it's a distraction in the best season that he's ever coached in his life, why is he putting his family on planes to Gainesville and Baton Rouge if he's not interested?
Oh, my God. Lane Kiffin is a serial, like, the poke the bear type of dude. He does it through Twitter and all of that. He loves playing. In a way, he does love playing with the people's mind, especially the media. You know what I mean? But, I mean, he'd be crazy to leave Ole Miss right now. He's going, and plus, he's in the playoffs. I think he can go to the playoffs every year now. The way he has Ole Miss playing, the the way he has Ole Miss. He's changed the culture and everything there. It's to the point where he's going to have a statue at Ole Miss if he just stays there. Mm-hmm. Now, if I know he really did like being in Florida when he was at Florida Atlanta FIU, but it's like, I don't know if you want to think short term or long term here. Long term plan. Mm-hmm. This guy will be a legend in Ole Miss. And believe me, I lived in South for a long time. I've lived here in Tennessee, Georgia, and Alabama. Mississippi's always been right there. And I ain't going to lie, you roll through Mississippi, it's kind of like boo, 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 wah. You know what I mean? That's the one. It is. It is like that. And I hate to talk. I know a lot of good people from Mississippi, but it is. I'm not even going to go there. I'm going to have every.
Oh, don't do that.
There we go.
Yeah, Jay. Hope everything's well with you in Nashville. Thank you for checking in. Thank you for the call. Listen, I think that Lane Kiffin is looking at maybe $100 million on the table. That's what LSU gave Brian Kelly.
Yeah.
I don't know if Ole Miss is, if that's deep waters for them or if they feel comfortable with that. I don't know. I think it's a money play. I don't think it's about, or maybe it's about more than that. I don't know.
Well, I think Jay brings up an interesting point. He's mentioning Cignetti. And today's day and age, you don't need Alabama or Georgia, you can win a title at Ole Miss now. I think that's a real factor. I do think Lane Kiffin, if the money seems pretty good at Ole Miss, maybe a little better at LSU. I don't know why wouldn't Ole Miss be able to be the next? And today, you know, listen, if Cignetti can be the number two team at Indiana, why can't Ole Miss be? Mississippi State's not a problem in the recruiting world. There's tons of talent around there. Lane's already gotten to the playoff now this year. I think that. That is a big factor. I think Lane is not looking at a higher ceiling anymore at LSU or Florida than Ole Miss. I think Ole Miss could be right there.
Think about it. When you talk about the money, though, it's not just about the coach's contract. Like Jay's saying, it's great. You got GMs who can go out there and you don't have to burn yourself out on the recruiting trail. But by the way, I'm not even sure if that's true. But you got to pay the players now, too.
And but why would LSU, for example, have so much more money than Mississippi?
I don't know, bro.
I think Mississippi now can come up with the money because success builds success. I think you can. I mean, look at Mississippi now; they are loaded. Look how much talent's come through that building in the last 2 years.
Well, to be honest, they had a lot of talent last year, went all in on that roster and didn't make the playoff. Like, but, it's not a guarantee, but
they can pay a lot for a roster. I think a lot of schools can pay a lot now. I think Ole Miss can pay a lot. By the way, if you want to laugh on the coaching carousel, Google who is the Vegas odds favorite to take the Arkansas job.
Do we have to guess?
You can guess, but it's a very...
John Gruden?
It's Gruden is number one now.
So they star hunt over there with the Arkansas coaches, apparently.
I
mean,
I would be curious, too. Say Texas got open. I'm like, ooh, Gruden would like that job, too. That would be a scene, to put it lightly.
Yeah, I don't think Gruden deserves a job like that.
Failing enough to get Texas would be ridiculous.
On. Deserves. What world are you guys living in?
All right, let's get to the Maggie and Perloff, King of the Mountain.
Who is the King of the Mountain? Maggie and Perloff search for the greatest NFL team of all time.
12 weeks into this project, Pearl. Right now, the 85 Chicago Bears are the King of the Mountain. The way this works is... Well, one team becomes the king, then we spin the wheel, they get matched up against another random team of the 25 greatest teams in NFL history, and we go head-to-head. The Bears have now won 2 weeks in a row, I believe, EJ. This is their third week as the King of the Mountain.
That's correct.
Manny, let's hear about those Chicago Bears.
When William the Refrigerator Perry barged in for Chicago's final touchdown, the most one-sided game in Super Bowl history was complete. After 22 years of frustration, Chicago had finally recaptured its place at Pro Football's summit. They dominated this game and this season as few teams had ever before. Yet the Bears also captured the country's imagination with their flair for excitement and fun. The Bears return home as world champions.
All right, Pearl, today the 1985 Chicago Bears are up against the 2019 Kansas City Chiefs. Roll it.
The Hawaiian shirts. Obviously, we were going to Miami. Coach Reed wears the Tommy Bahama shirts.
You know, it's all about trying to represent him in the right way, trying to make him, you know, feel that love that we most certainly feel from him.
What he means to this team, what he means to this organization, what he means to football. Going into that year, for him not to have a ring was unfathomable.
Kansas City. awesome. That's awesome, Coach.
I was just so happy for Coach Reed. For me, it was about getting him that trophy and winning that championship first.
Wow. Couldn't even keep the Patrick Mahomes drops out when we're talking about the greatest moments. Never change, Manny. All right. Pearl, this was Patrick Mahomes, one of his peaks. I mean, he was so good in this season. This was really when we got the amazing sidearm stuff. I mean, he was starting to build on that, but this was when the baseball player of Patrick Mahomes and his father, obviously, really kind of came out. This was an unbelievable offense. They were a juggernaut. Now, the defense took a little bit longer to come along. And with Tyrann Mathieu and Chris Jones, you know, this is a year after the Dee Ford offsides in the AFC Championship game cost them against the Patriots. Now they have to come back, and the defense really has to prove that they can be trusted because the offense was unbelievable with Kelce and Tyreek Hill.
It's all true. I mean, I have a couple questions.
Sure.
Are we sure this is the best Chiefs team?
No, that's but this is not the only Chiefs team that's in our 25.
Oh, I think it is, isn't it?
No, it is.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah, are we sure this is the best Chiefs team? Because I'm not sure this particular 2019 Chiefs team was seasoned in a way. Yes, they were fire on offense, no doubt about it. But I just feel like, honestly, I don't think that team could take at the 85 Bears. They're really, really good. But even the Niners should have beaten them in the Super Bowl. Even Jimmy G should have beaten them in the Super Bowl. If he could just hit Emmanuel Sanders, who was wide open. So I think they're like an all-time great team, but not an all-time great in all caps team like the Bears. I love that Chiefs team. I love Andy Reid, love Mahomes, love Kelce. They were ridiculous with Tyreek Hill. But could that kind of, if you pull back, could that kind of high-octane offense have really competed with the run the ball down your throat and destroy your quarterback Chicago Bears? I'm still voting 85 Bears.
This would have been tough for the Bears. But again, this is so. This is hard because I think that Mahomes could have been the equalizer here. I'm telling you, Pearl, you go back and watch the highlights from 2019, of which I did last night. And even Mahomes, like now, is still so good and scary. It doesn't even look anything like it did in 2019. That was on a completely different level. And, you know, he stayed on that level for many years. It's not the same. He's not the same quarterback. It's just not. And he was so scary. And I don't know.
Wait till the postseason.
Well, I know. He might be back, is what you're saying.
Well, I'm just saying, last year, until the Eagles game, he looked scary in the Bills game. It was pretty darn good in that one.
This was something else. So Mahomes wins the Super Bowl, wins Super Bowl MVP, youngest person to do that. The Andy Reid first Super Bowl, and then the Chiefs, the beginning of what was a dynasty. And I think, what is a dynasty?
Yeah, I mean, I hear what you're saying, but again, I'm just sort of going off style. With that kind of elite offense of the that we know in the 2020s, if we're talking about sort of eras, how would that compete against the Chicago Bears? Because it's not about how great. We're not celebrating the Chiefs. We're going head-to-head here. And to me, 85 Bears were more unique, where this Chiefs team, they're great. They're a modern dynasty, but they're like the Patriots. They're barely winning Super Bowls, where that Bears team just trounced everybody.
Yeah, so that's maybe where you give the Bears the edge. If you're talking about the playoff run, you'll remember this is the playoff run where the Houston Texans. So let's back it up. So the Chiefs don't even have the number one seed in the bye locked up until the final game of the year. If you guys remember this one, this funny moment in history where the Chiefs needed to beat the Chargers, I think, and the Miami Dolphins needed to go to Foxborough and beat the Patriots. The Dolphins had won like four games that year. They go beat the Patriots, and that handed Kansas City the number one seed in the bye. And if you remember, Kevin Harlan is calling both games. He's calling the Chiefs game, and then he was also calling the Dolphins-Pats game off the monitor. Hilarious stuff.
I'm calling both games.
I'm calling both games. What a moment that I had forgotten about until I was watching yesterday. Then Houston Texans come to town in the divisional round, Pearl. Houston goes up 24-0. Before the Chiefs can even blink, and people are like melting at Arrowhead. And then in the second quarter, they just turn it on. Not only do they win, they end up blowing out the Texans 51-31. But it was dicey. conference championship game. This is prime Derrick Henry, but they end up beating the Tennessee Titans 35-24. And then you mentioned it, down by 10 points going into the fourth quarter of the Super Bowl against San Francisco, and they come back to win that one. So it was not easy. This was not the Bears just like steamrolling through the playoffs.
Yeah, and I don't know exactly what is different and what might be even better about the other two Super Bowl teams. Maybe it's because the defense is more mature. I mean, you do have to have both sides of the ball, obviously. I think of the 2022 and 23 Chiefs. Like, what did that team have that the 19 Chiefs did not have? And I think you could look at guys like Nick Bolton and Chris Jones. Like, you need defense. I think the Bears would have run all over this Chiefs team, to be honest. If you're putting them head-to-head, I just don't think you can put them in the top five all-time team to me. I love this team, of course. I'm a big offense guy. But the 2019 Chiefs, to me, are not a top five all-time team. And that's what it's going to take to win this King of the Mountain. And you know it.
You jabroni!
There you go. Today's King of the Mountain matchup. 85 Bears versus the 2019 Kansas City Chiefs. EJ, is there anything else that we missed about this Chiefs team that we should get in?
The Bears.
Some of their offensive numbers aren't as good as they should be because Pat Mahomes missed a couple of games this season. Matt Moore actually came in and played. Also, why their record wasn't as good, they had to wait till the end of the season. But when Mahomes was in there, as Maggie said, they were essentially a video game. They swept the AFC West, which I think was only the second time they did that in history. They were 7-1 on the road that season. So even if they would have had to have gone on the road, they were a dominant team on the road. And when it came to picking a Chiefs team to go, I know there was a 14-2 team that, of course, beat Perloff's Eagles, but this is the team that essentially had Patrick Mahomes and Tyreek Hill.
Yeah,
this was the most scariest version of the offense, so that was why this team got catapulted into this bracket that we
have. But when they traded Tyreek Hill, they got George Karlaftis and O.J. McDuffie.
True.
I think a lot of people in the Chiefs building would say we're better having more balance. So that's a debate, like how do you win football games? And O.J. McDuffie's been great. And by the way, Patrick Mahomes' QBR is about the same this year as it was back in that year. He's not falling off that much. Matt, you made him sound like an old man who can barely...
No, I'm just telling you, go back and watch those highlights from 2019. Yeah. They look very different than what's going on now.
Oh, I said O.J. McDuffie. I always do that. Trent McDuffie.
Yeah.
O.J. McDuffie was awesome.
He was great. Nice, yeah.
But this year, by the way, you forget 3 weeks ago, Mahomes was the Vegas winner to win MVP. Like, he's been awesome, except he's slowed down in the last couple of weeks. He's really going to have to pick it up. And I understand what you're saying. I just think the Chiefs changed their style. Like someone said, Andy Reid, you know, you can't let up 30 points to Houston. How many points was it? 21 in the first 10 minutes. They decided.
Yeah, they were throwing 24-0.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Yeah. Like, they basically...
They came back and covered.
And now, also, I think they're like, we're scoring too fast. We have to slow this down. They remind me a lot of Drew Brees and Saints teams. You know, you can't score. You can't just have lightning bolt offense up and down the field, but you put a lot of pressure on the defense. Two great teams. I wonder if the Chiefs could knock them off because of recency bias, though.
The weird thing about the Chiefs is that I think their best teams, ironically, are teams that did not win the Super Bowl. I think you could say last year's Chiefs that were 15-1.
Injuries.
And the year after this year, 15-1 Chiefs lose to the Bucks, and they get destroyed in that Super Bowl.
Injuries. Their O-line got hurt both times.
Injuries in both seasons, like, kind of ruined their seasons. But those teams might be the best teams, but they didn't win a championship.
Last year's team was not the best team. They won all those one-score games, and then they were playing Joe Tooney at left tackle. That was bad.
Yeah, but their defense was elite.
Yeah, I mean, that's the question. I mean, I would love to see this actual game. Wouldn't that be amazing to see the best defense arguably ever against one of the best offenses ever? Oh, man, that would be fun.
You guys can't do that on Madden? No, they don't do that for you?
EA Sports? No, they're always behind the curve, Maggie.
I'm sorry. I don't know. I just feel like with AI and everything, we're probably going to be able to watch this stuff soon.
Honestly, look, a couple weeks ago, I was watching Big E and Tupac cutting promos in a WWE ring.
What?
Exactly.
I wish I could say that was not a false statement. It is what I watched a couple weeks ago.
Just wait until they put the chip just right in our brains, guys.
Wait, what were they doing? They were
cutting promos like they were wrestlers. I couldn't believe it.
In case you guys don't know, those two have been dead for about 30 years.
And I've also never been in a WWE ring. You would have thought this was Monday Night Raw 1996. It was ridiculous. Get a life,
it's just
people.
Funny.
Damn.
It's just funny. That's what we're using this for, you know? Like, I know we're using it for other things, like AI. Like, adults are using it, I'm sure, for moral domination. But then the rest of us are using it so that Big E and Tupac, who have been dead since the 90s, can cut wrestling promos against each other.
Hell yeah.
Well, I mean, on counterpoint, have you guys seen the Coca-Cola AI ad that's getting a lot of hype?
No.
Oh, they spent all this money on a fancy AI. It's the one with the squirrels. It's on in every football game.
Huh.
It is hot garbage.
Oh.
Like AI is, you know, it's good, but you could definitely tell.
Oh, yeah.
As long as they bring back the polar bear, I'm all right.
I can't tell sometimes. Things fool me all the time. Now, it's maybe not a Coca-Cola commercial, but it's like people saying stuff at a press conference or...
Well, to Coca-Cola's credit, they put it by them. This was created by AI Studios in the beginning of the ad, and it's like the cheesiest animation. I don't know what happened.
You know that's going to be basically all our Super Bowl ads this year.
AI?
We're going to have so much AI this year. This is the year of AI.
Oh, yeah. ChatGPT is worth anything. Like, there's this one where this kid is trying to figure out a present for his mom, and he goes to ChatGPT. They're trying to humanize ChatGPT in the most hysterical ways. It's all about like family. Like ChatGPT is part of your family.
Yeah, I know. The one where the brother and sister are taking a road trip.
Yeah, I mean,
so
like, no,
weird.
They're trying to humanize AI. And yeah, but that again, it is fueling the economy right now. So let's go AI.
Yeah, like that Pete Davidson commercial where he's talking to his Alexa for like Alexa or Amazon Plus, whatever the hell he's promoting.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like he's having an actual human-like conversation with the robot.
Did we already do that movie with Joaquin Phoenix?
Her? Yeah, that was a good movie.
Oh.
But I was wondering, they must have had a huge pile of cash for Pete Davidson to sell out the human race as bad. He's like, yeah, I don't even need people. I can just talk to my Alexa.
Gotta be nice to the robots.
I also learned he was right. Peter Davison, weird name. Smart to go with Pete Davison.
Mm.
What about double P?
Alexa suggested they go to Peter. He's like, Peter Davison sounds like I sell you insurance.
Listen, just because it's a robot doesn't mean it's got a good idea.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't think that Pete Davison AI ad is going to do for him what he thinks. I think that one is going to haunt him.
No, I think it's doing exactly what he wants for his pockets.
Yeah, but I feel like people are making fun of him left and right.
Well, he's a comic, so he's used to people laughing, generally with him.
He's a what?
A comic.
Oh, I thought you said a commie.
Well, I don't know his politics. 888-710-4ISN, but I'm going to assume capitalist. 888-710-4476. Okay, you guys can vote. It's live right now. Who would win in a theoretical matchup between the 1985 Chicago Bears and
the Bears.
2019 Kansas City Chiefs? All right, next. What would success look like for one college football coach? We'll tell you who it is next, M&P.
Welcome back, Maggie and...
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals, or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Perloff Show. Andrew Bogus is about to do headlines. You guys were talking in the break about what's coming up. I got to be honest, this is probably the last name I expected to hear in an update.
Really?
I mean, there's so much going on with everybody named Sanders. I forgot this guy existed.
Yeah, Shador is going to be starting against the Raiders. You had Dion saying he's still the right guy for Colorado. Bogus, you want to take it away with a setup like that?
Oh, you're supposed to play the... Don't forget about Shiloh.
Give him a second. He didn't know this was coming.
Yeah, I was actually going to play it. I think Manny's being nice to me.
Oh, Bogues, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's not like I said outside working hard to do this.
You did have a little project and I just totally blew it.
You did.
Pearl,
just read it. I'll go back outside.
Wait, did you expect Bogues to do the Don't Forget About Shiloh drop?
Well, yeah, because he said he was going to do the story.
What about Shiloh?
Pearl, your talent. You're not a producer. Maybe you are.
I was so confused. I thought we were going to talk about Larry Sanders. I thought it was like a Sanders that wasn't in the Sanders family. You said this other Sanders. I was like,
Larry, I haven't thought of it.
What's Larry Sanders been doing?
EJ, don't forget about Shiloh.
And let's not forget Shiloh.
But forget about Bogus. Headlines are sponsored by Skechers.
Bogus Sanders.
Watch the Skechers World Champions Cup this December 4th, 5th, and 7th on ESPN. And ABC. Yes, on the day the Browns named Shador Sanders, their starting QB for this Sunday, others remembered Shiloh and in particular filed a lawsuit against Dion's other son, one of three, right? Shiloh's being sued for $164,000 in unpaid legal bills plus interest. This all apparently connects back to an incident in high school when Shiloh might have beaten up a security guard / janitor who was trying to confiscate his cell phone. That man won an $11 million lawsuit against Shiloh, who then filed for bankruptcy protection. That's when this law firm got involved and maybe didn't get paid, leading to this week's lawsuit.
What about Shiloh?
I guess we found out what about Shiloh.
Yeah. Oof.
You know what's weird about Shiloh is the guy on the field, I could see beating up people and shafting people with money because he was a wild man on the field.
Dirty
the
hits.
Guy off the field when he's streaming seems like the most pleasant, fun person ever. Have you ever seen these clips?
He's fun.
He just seems like the most charming guy. So I'm like, is this a Harvey Dent situation? Is this a Two-Face? Jekyll and Hyde happening? What's going on?
I think if we're ranking Dion's kids, which he does often, I think it's got to be Dion Jr.'s number one because he's the guy behind the camera who's documenting all this stuff for the Sanders family.
What about Junior?
It changes all the time, right? Isn't that Dion's thing?
It's like a ladder match here.
The daughter is always one, I think, though.
Oh,
if I remember correctly.
I don't know.
Really? And I thought he always had his daughter like number one.
Dion has a daughter?
Yes.
Yes. She plays volleyball at Colorado.
By the way, she did. I was looking up some names of what other Sanderses could we be talking about?
Colonel? Where's the Colonel rank right there?
I found out some interesting. Reggie Sanders hit 305 home runs in his career, former Cincinnati Red. That shocked me. We forgot about your favorite. Why is the reason you're in broadcasting?
Summer Sanders.
And young Maggie was a massive Inside the NBA fan, right?
I love Summer. She's a big Bills fan. You know, her Willow Bay, 1A.
Yeah. So,
figure it
out. And then, of course, there's Bernie Sanders going to come up somehow.
Yes, of course. Yeah. We talk about him all the time on this.
Yeah. It could have been Bernie Sanders. Wait, so it could have been other Sanders.
Were you just asking me about communists?
Yeah.
Well, sorry, he's a socialist, right?
You dig?
It's Barry Sanders.
And Barry.
Right. I can't believe. I'm looking at ranker list of most famous Sanders, and Barry's not on here. What the heck?
What? Are they a Packer fan? What's going on with that list?
I have no idea. I mean, they have Dion, and they have Bernie.
And Reggie?
No.
Reggie Sanders, not Barry.
I looked up Reggie on my own. But Reggie
that was a Perloff selection.
Rake.
And the Colonel's not on that list?
I don't know. Is that a real person?
Wait, is Summer Sanders on that list?
Yeah, she's six.
Wow. Good for Summer. I mean, she's Olympian.
I've never heard of some of these Sanderses. The guy who played, Colonel Sanders is 25. Colonel Harlan David Sanders.
Yeah, huh. 11 herbs and spices, man.
Yeah, you're never getting that recipe.
Hell no.
Huh. Then there's a bunch of influencers on here that I don't know. Thomas Sanders. Anyone on TikTok follow Thomas Sanders?
No.
All right. Anyway, that was an interesting detour.
I think that website has to be shut down.
Well, Ranker.com is pretty solid. I don't know where Barry is. Somebody must be an NFC North fan and not like the Lions. It's the only explanation. I mean, Alvin Sanders is on here. Ed Sanders. Ronald Sanders, you know, remember him, Maggie?
Mm-hmm.
Canadian film editor and television producer. Yeah, he's a Canadian film editor, and he's on here over Barry Sanders. Manny, you should Google Jasmine Sanders. I'll just leave it at that. Oh, yeah.
Anyway. On a work computer or on my personal device?
Either.
Jasmine?
It's research. Hmm.
There's a couple names that women can have where it's just like you automatically think of someone who's just beautiful.
Ethel.
Okay.
Fred.
In the grandma division.
That's my grandmother's name, yeah.
I think Jasmine is one of them.
Yeah.
Natasha.
Yes.
Wait. These are grandma names?
No.
No, not that far.
No. These are women's names that you automatically assume are beautiful. Just
no,
by the name.
Jasmine to the main stage is a joke. You know?
Hello, yeah. Jasmine Sanders. God bless.
Yeah. Jasmine's a fake stripper name, too.
I
wouldn't go beautiful.
Fake stripper name is Nevaeh, right? Heaven spelled backwards.
Jasmine Sanders, also known as Golden Barbie. That could be a stripper name.
Oh, there we go. Anyway, I think Natasha is one where you automatically assume the woman is beautiful.
Sapphire.
Oh.
Diamond.
You guys are ruining it.
You're right. I'll agree with you on Jasmine and Natasha. There's an exotic, you know, to those names.
And I also think there's something about the name Bella because it literally means beautiful.
Yeah. Beauty. No, I wouldn't put it on my list.
Bianca is one of them.
Bianca.
I don't know. I don't know non-fine Bianca.
Hmm.
To me, it's the Natashas and the Jasmines. You're not getting an unattractive Jasmine. It just doesn't exist. All right. Manny, get off your phone. Focus back to you.
Yes, where was I? Oh, the Golden State Warriors finished a 9-day road trip last night in Miami. They were tired, so Steph Curry, Jimmy Butler, Draymond Green, Jonathan Kuminga all got the night off.
Good Lord, who played?
So the Dubs didn't win.
8 on the shot clock. Here goes Davion. Moves to Norm. He'll catch. He'll fire. Knocked down to 3. That's enough. That'll be enough. Heat by 15. Last minute to go.
Jason Jackson.
Wrong. It is so wrong. All these guys said.
Jason Jackson, Heat Radio. Miami outscored Golden State by 16 in the fourth to win 110-96. Norm Powell scoring 25. The NBA this week did fine the Cavs $100,000 for keeping Donovan Mitchell and Evan Mobley out of a game last Wednesday. They played the game before and the game after, but the league thought that still violated their, whatever they call them, player participation.
Yeah, $100,000, that's going to fix it.
Mm-hmm. Message sent.
The 13th guy on the bench is making $50 million a year. I'm sure the $100,000 is going to set the organization back.
Fourth-ranked Arizona went to third-ranked UConn last night and won 71-67. Stud freshman Koa Pete, 16 points, 12 boards. Number 11, Alabama, outscoring eighth-ranked Illinois, 90-86 in Chicago. And Manny needs soccer news. He wants soccer news. So here it is. We still have a few spots left to fill in the Men's World Cup for next summer. Mm. The playoff draws set this morning for a couple of, I don't even know what, because none of these really line up in terms of geography. But we do have, and set your calendars, New Caledonia taking on Jamaica.
Oh, yeah.
With the Congo waiting on the winner of that one. And then buckle up for Bolivia and Suriname.
Oh, you know I'm going to be there.
With the winner getting Iraq.
Iraq.
And I guess then the winners of those subsequent matches get the spot.
They get the spot into the World Cup.
There it is.
Ooh.
There you go.
Yeah, you got Oceania, you got CONCACAF, you got CONMEBOL, you got CAF all in there trying to figure it out for basically four teams for two tickets. And then we find out who wins on the European side. And then we got a World Cup. Let's do it.
How does the Mac get involved with this?
Do it. Tuesday night.
Sankey.
Yeah.
Toledo Avatar.
Toledo against Suriname.
Yeah.
Tuesday at noon.
Throw out the record books.
Careful with New Caledonia, you guys.
Yeah.
Can you guys place New Caledonia on a map?
Do you know the capital?
Probably New Caledonia City.
Old Caledonia.
I went down a Google Images of Curacao yesterday. That looks like a heaven on earth.
That's what I was saying. Man, he was giving me crap for that. I said, oh, those beaches are beautiful. He's like, oh, Caribbean beaches. Oh, who didn't know that?
Yeah, dude, you go to Cuba, you go to the DR, you go to any place in the Caribbean. Yeah, it's going to be blue oceans. It's the Caribbean. It's like going to the Mediterranean and not having blue seas. No matter where you are in the Mediterranean, it's probably going to be blue.
Who are you yelling at right now?
Dora the Explorer. DJ. We get it. But you know what? I think that people do vacation to the Curacao.
Yeah.
I thought the buildings looked nice, too. I don't know. It's just like a lot of bright, cool-looking architecture.
It doesn't look like the Long Island Sound, that's for damn sure.
And then someone told me, I think Bo told me Andrew Jones is from there. And I love that guy.
Yeah, Braves.
Like, maybe the best center fielder ever to play. I think you could make that argument.
Did he get in the Hall?
No, I don't think he did this year.
He might this year.
Yeah, he's on the doorstep.
He was huge.
Yeah. There you go.
Curacao, baby.
Booking your flights to Curacao?
I'd like to. Do you have money?
I don't know. That's a lot of sunscreen for Perloff. I'm going to have to check that back.
You went to Costa Rica. I guess that's a...
That was a lot
you
of sunscreen.
You were in the rainforest. Yeah.
Do they take Odyssey coins in Curacao?
What's their currency? They do, yeah. Okay, I think they do.
Book it. Let's go twice.
Let's ask Andrew Jones.
Odyssey coins are the things that we internally can give each other, like Shroot Bucks.
I just got a bunch from our colleague Anthony Gallo for dealing with Stu Kovacs in the newsroom, and he wrote that like in the message, which everyone can see, like on our internal website, which I feel is then an HR violation.
No, it's not just everyone can see. There's monitors around the floor that like rotate all the people who get Odyssey coins.
Oh, really? So somebody in the office probably saw the fact that Pipilotti gave me 10 Odyssey coins for being hashtag a Mets fan?
Wait. Hold on a second. What's going on?
Yeah. Back where our offices are, where the sales people, it's these monitors, and they continually show all these things. People's birthdays, who closed on a big sale,
all these things.
And then some of them are so-and-so played so-and-so Odyssey coins, because I saw one where Tom Izzo paid Zach Gelb, and I was like, something weird is going on here. This is not normal.
Izzo is the only one who's ever given me coins. He is a coin giver.
He's getting a kickback somehow. When you said monitor, I heard like there were people walking around watching us behave. And it's a DraftKings account?
Kind of, yeah.
No, it's a huge flat screen.
After the break, I feel I have a story to tell about my last place and how something like that can go wrong.
We're watching you.
Odyssey coin, something like internal coins.
Something like putting internal metrics on a screen and just like with the Browns with that had that unfortunate hashtag.
DP.
Yeah.
Not Dan Patrick.
We have one of those situations.
Not Dan Patrick. Yeah, trust me. We've ran into that Dan Patrick show more than once.
That's what she said.
Twice.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yep. What's DP mean, guys?
I'll tell you off the air.
Okay.
888-710-4ISN. Actually, don't call in about that.
643.
In the break, can you guys show me how to give out Odyssey coins? I didn't know this. I would love to do that. I want to get involved in this game.
There used to be a Ponzi scheme where everyone was like just laundering coins to one person individually per month.
Wait, guys, you didn't hear Castell? He already got caught.
It's not. They've already been almost fired.
What can you spend on?
He's right around the corner. He's at the press conference.
He's a windbreaker.
Yeah.
You can buy something real with these Odyssey coins?
Well, real is where we get into the weeds here.
Or fake?
It has an Odyssey logo on it.
Oh, you get like swag from Odyssey?
Yeah. You want an Odyssey backpack, an Odyssey winter beanie?
Yes.
Perfect. Right. Check your email.
No, I'd see that. I have to sign into my work email. That's never bridge that. Too far.
And there goes all that, because that's what you need to get into Odyssey coins.
All right. Well, coming up, we check in on one of our favorite college football coaches. It's M&P.
Daily. You.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You believe in that?
Dion.
You believe in that?
Probably a lot of Sanders talk around here. Shador, Summer, Barry, Colonel, all Larry. The famous Sanderses.
Colonel.
The Sanders Eye.
Where's that guy who called in about Larry? That's my favorite. Love the Larry Sanders Show.
Not a real person, though. It's Gary Shandling who played Larry Sanders, right?
Yeah. So it doesn't mean we can't talk about the
That's
show.
True. Anyway, we're talking about real Sanderses.
And what I was talking about.
How can we forget about Dion, the OG, was asked the other day if he's still the right man for Colorado.
Please understand, if anybody is built for adversity, I am. If anybody is built for change, I am. If anybody's built to overcome situations and trial and tribulations, I am. You got the right man. I promise you, you do. And I'm going to prove that to you. I am. Just give me an opportunity and give me a little more time, and I'm going to prove that to you.
Okay, so I thought that Dion would kind of be able to say when he wanted to potentially leave Colorado, right? Not the other way around. Not that Colorado would be moving on from him, but let's not forget, Pearl, that they do have a new athletic director who's coming in, not the guy who hired Dion. And this is a team that has a grand total of 3 wins right now.
Yeah. Which, by the way, was kind of where they were before Dion got there. I mean, I got to be honest, I heard that sound, but I'm back in.
He convinced you.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know. My biggest concern with Dion was he really still engaged with the job after Shador left and after Travis Hunter left? Did he really want to be there with all his health issues? If he really wants to be there, and I'm Colorado, I'm fine with that because they were going nowhere before. And he is a big name, and he brought a lot of attention to the program. To me, this is up to Dion, not up to the school. If I was managing the situation.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it doesn't seem like Dion, it's not like he's making, you know, Brian Kelly money, you know. I think he's making a lot, but I don't think it's one of the top college football coaches. He's not getting $10 million a year. As far as I remember, he's not. We've got more from Dion. Manny, I will hear cut 6, saying he's not sure if he's going to watch Shador play in that first game against the Raiders.
Any plans to go to Vegas to see a certain Browns quarterback on Sunday?
Don't know. Haven't made that decision as of yet. I'm so focused on what we have at hand. I'm not thinking about that, although I just got off the phone with him a minute ago.
Okay, well, what were they talking about on the phone? Let's hear a little more of that.
I applaud the young man. I'm just proud of him. I'm proud of him. We're trying to buy a house together right now. That's what we're trying to do. So you know the hiccups in that because we go back and forth. He wants to master and say, well, put more in.
Hearing him laugh so you give me a laugh. Also, that's pretty funny that your kid's like, I want the master bedroom. He's like, well, you're going to have to pay more for
Put
that.
More in.
Hilarious. Do you think we're going to see Dion in Vegas this weekend, Pearl?
Oh, nah, you know what? No, because he didn't go to the preseason games, right? So I say no.
He's playing Arizona State. Got kind of a big game, actually. Yeah. Arizona State on Saturday. They're ranked 25th now. Just got into
the rankings. Yeah, although they're in the news.
It'll be over by then.
They're in the news for very different reasons because everyone's leaving. I don't think he goes. Do you think he will?
I don't know. They're very connected. Look, they're about to buy a house together. Apparently, if Shador puts more in. Where's the house, by the way?
Put Mo in.
Does Shiloh get a part of this house, too? What's going
on? Definitely.
Shiloh has a lot of debts.
That's right. Okay. We just covered that.
Texas, probably, right?
I would assume.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got that big compound there. Anyway, so there you go. That's a little of what's going on with Dion.
Can I give you a little more Sanders trivia?
Sure.
There are six players in NBA history to have won eight titles or more, and one of them is named Sanders. Can anyone tell me that Sanders' name?
Tom
eight
Sanders.
Eight titles?
Satch.
Yeah. How'd you know that? I know a lot of NBA
Boston
history.
Celtics legend.
He averaged 8 points a game in 12 years.
He played on a team that had 10 Hall of Famers. You got to spread the ball around.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember Satch Sanders. Do you know that name well?
No, but I don't think we're paying enough attention because I probably can name every other Hall of Famer on that Celtics team.
The rest are real Hall of Famers. He's not a Hall of Famer at all.
Interesting. Huh,
good job there.
All right, coming up next hour, we're going to check in on the Chicago Bears. Is what we're watching with the Bears sustainable? Is this real? And also, quarterback in Philadelphia is under fire. He spoke to the media.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.